Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, we've talked a lot about the Steelers and Antonio Brown and Ben Roethlisberger. And, of course, anytime we talk about the NFL or the Steelers, we like to go to our good friend Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette. Ray, just get right into this whole thing. I'm assuming you were in the scrum when Ben Roethlisberger today talked about not having a number one receiver. Were you there?
I was there. Actually, the question was phrased by ESPN's Jeremy Fowler, and he asked Ben, does it feel like you have two number one receivers? Because, you know, Juju Smith-Schuster is playing so well, and, you know, Ben really has just had AB the last couple of years and a bunch of number two receivers. I thought he answered the question. I think he just wanted to be he didn't want to make all of his other receivers feel bad, so he just basically mentioned everyone. But the only player he didn't mention was James Washington, and, of course, Ben had plenty to say about James both on his radio show yesterday, and again today.
Did you find it strange, though, there was a follow-up question? Just for clarification, Ben, so Antonio Brown is no longer your number one receiver, and he still refused to say no. Refused to say it.
I know. Paul, there is a different dynamic this season with the way Juju is playing. And I think a lot of it has been dictated by defensive coordinators basically going into every game and wanting to shut Antonio Brown down. They've basically done that. You can see that in the way that these games unfold. Brown's catching a lot of 8, 10, 12-yard passes. Occasionally he'll break out and make a big play. But, just by the way he's being played this year, you know, a lot of his stuff is in the short game. And Juju Smith-Schuster has been the big play guy this year. So it is a different dynamic. I don't want to say it's been a rocky relationship with Ben and AB this year, but it's been kind of different. You can go back to the summer and the trade me quote from Antonio. It's just a different dynamic this year. And I don't want to say we're seeing a changing of the guard at receiver, because I don't know if we're there just yet, but Juju's having a great season, and he sort of created this whole scenario here.
Yeah, there's no question about it. But to me, Ben, basically his rationale for being able to say what he wants is that he's earned the right. I kind of feel like he, in some ways, is being disrespectful to Antonio Brown, who's earned the right to be the number one guy. And I don't think anybody in the any of the other receivers in the receiving corps would be disrespected if someone said that Antonio Brown is the number one receiver.
No, and I agree with you, and I just think that's why the more I think about this, the more that maybe there's something going on behind the scenes. Maybe Ben has tried a different approach with Antonio as far as trying to get through to him, that we're not privy to, and maybe he feels like this is the best way to motivate him and to get him to do all the correct things on the field. He was very open and honest with his answer to that question today. And, I think other weeks Ben might have brushed off that question, but he was very eager to answer it today. And I think it was the same message. He had the same message for James Washington that, he had for Antonio Brown. And, these mistakes that are being made on the field, they got to stop. And he also said he'll say the same thing about himself, because it wasn't just Xavier Grimble fumbling or James Conner fumbling on Sunday. It was also Ben Roethlisberger throwing two interceptions, and one of them at the end of the game in the end zone when they had a chance to send that game to overtime. So very critical remarks this week. I know there's a lot of debate about whether he should have sent that, you know, said that to us, or whether he should have said that in-house. But, you know, either way, it's out there now, and, you know, the team has to deal with it.
Well, and I'm assuming, because, I mean, obviously I've been in this business now for 20-some years, I'm going to assume that somebody is going to ask Antonio Brown on Friday what he thinks of the remarks. Is that something that you would agree with?
Yeah, I mean, there was a bunch of us around James Washington's locker today, and, you know, James, you know, sat there and answered the question. I'm quite sure it wasn't the most comfortable situation for him. Now, AB on Friday is going to be a different story, because AB obviously has, you know, he's 8-9 years in now, and he, you know, quite frankly, he's got more all pros than Ben Roethlisberger does on his resume. So I'll be anxious to see how AB handles that. In the past, when they've had differences, I don't know if it's the days between their availabilities or what, Paul, but AB has never really lashed out at Ben or anything like that. You know, they've always seemed to work things out to the point where they're back on the same page. I don't know if that's going to happen by this Friday, but I will tell you that that's the way it's been in the past.
Yeah, it's always going to be kind of interesting. I'll tell you the other thing, Ray. You know, all of a sudden we have all these offensive coordinators around town, and you know, the buzzword or the code word or whatever you want to say now is run pass ratio, and the fact that the Steelers have been passing a ton, you know, in recent weeks, and obviously there's really mixed results. The one thing I will disagree with Ben about, you know, using his own words, really. Yesterday he was basically talking about how it basically that, you know, it worked. They had 500 plus yards of offense, blah, blah, blah. But in the past, I mean, his standard of whether something's worked or not has always been winning or losing games. I mean, that's what he's always said. And they haven't won the game. But I'll go one step further, Ray. I think if you take a look at the fact that the last 2 weeks they've thrown the ball, I think like 47 attempts and 57 attempts, something like that. I mean, that's 112 or 114, whatever it is, 114 attempts. They've produced 37 points and 7 turnovers. So clearly it's not working as well as maybe it should.
Yeah, I mean, the Jacksonville defense, it's a good defense overall. You can see that in the rankings. It's a terrible matchup for the Steelers. So for whatever reason, that, you know, I don't want to say throw that game out the window, but it's a bad matchup for the Steelers. I don't have an issue with the way they attack the Broncos, Paul, but I do have an issue with the way they approached their goal line offense the last 2 weeks, and just the, you know, the inefficiency down there, the turnovers down there. I think you need to sort of get that under control. And, you know, I'm a big advocate for putting big people in there and, you know, running the ball. And even if you don't get in, then you can sort of, you know, you could have all sorts of options passing the ball out of heavy formations too. So I don't have an issue with the run pass ratio, so to speak, but I do think they, you know, need to tweak their goal line, not only their play calling, but I think their personnel. I'm not so sure going shotgun and doing everything they do when they're in close has worked so far. So I think maybe they'll look at changing that this week. But as far as the run-pass ratio overall, do what works. They're moving the ball up and down the field. In the end, it's all about scoring touchdowns. And as you mentioned, the last 2 weeks they haven't scored enough of them.
Yeah, that is absolutely true. I mean, they just haven't really, you know, they've moved the ball. They just haven't scored. And that's really how you measure an offense and whether it's being effective or not. When you score 17 points, you know, I don't know that you necessarily the game plan worked, regardless of, you know, how many yards you threw for. You look at, Ray, this week coming up with the Chargers. I know the Chargers are without their running back, but this could be a very interesting game, couldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you don't need a big-name running back to have success against the Steelers defense. I mean, Lindsey is a nice rookie, but, you know, no one decided to draft him a few months ago. You know, Jacksonville had Fournette, but they also used, you know, some other guys, and they had success against the Steelers. So Stephon Tuitt's going to be back this week. I think the Steelers are hoping he's going to be back. He practiced today. I think that'll be a big key for them in getting their run defense back on track. But, Paul, listen, Los Angeles is a top 10 defense overall, both against the rush and the pass. And I think they're top five in their scoring defense. I think they only give up something like 19.4 points per game. So they're a really good defense, too. I think in the past, you know, we've seen Phillip Rivers on some teams where, you know, he sort of had to carry them, and, you know, it was live and die with the offense. This team is different. You know, Joey Bosa is back. They got some good linebackers on this team, and I think you're right. This is going to be a tough assignment for the Steelers on Sunday night, and it's one of many tough games here down the stretch. They got the Patriots a few weeks after that, and they got the Saints right before Christmas. So really tough stretch coming up for the Steelers, and, Paul, you got to win these home games. You know, if you want to win the division. So they got to have a good performance on Sunday night.
Last one for you, Ray, and I'll let you go. I appreciate you taking some time. It's Ray Fittipaldi of the Post-Gazette, by the way. One of the things that Mike Tomlin said on Monday or Tuesday that I thought was pretty interesting is he said, you know, we spend a lot of time talking about the Chargers' offense, but their defense is actually pretty good. I thought that was a pretty astute observation because I've watched the Chargers a few times and their defense does look like it's better than it's been in years.
Yeah, and you start with the pass rush. You know, Joey Bosa was a top five pick. He wasn't healthy early in the season, and, you know, they find a way to continue winning after a rough start. It's a really good group overall. You know, Phillip Rivers has never really had that playoff success, and I'm sure he's looking to get there this year. I think he got the one championship game relatively early in his career, Paul. You know, had an ACL injury, actually played through it, and they couldn't beat the Patriots. So if they're going to make it this year, they're probably going to have to make it, you know, via the wild card route. But right now, to me, they're looking like the best wild card, and this could not only be a very tough matchup on Sunday night for the Steelers, but if things remain status quo, this could be another tough matchup on Wild Card Weekend when the playoffs get underway.
Ray, great stuff as always. I appreciate you taking some time, and I'm sure we'll talk to you soon.
All right, Paul. Sounds good. Appreciate you having me on.
All right, it's Ray Fittipaldi of the Post-Gazette. I'm Paul Zeiss. It's 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.